This is Andrew Womack, and on our programs this week, we are going to be playing some of the teaching that I did when I was in Heidelberg, South Africa. I was in a little tiny place that only had 7,000 people in the whole town, and there were 1,500 people that came to the meetings. We were under a big tent, and we had some great miracles happen too. And not only did miracles happen during the time that I was there, but we had a lot of people come and give testimony about how the teaching had set them free. We had one couple that has seen over 700 people healed since they got hold of this. They aren't pastors, they were just lay people in the church, but they started teaching on healing, have seen over 700 healed. We've had testimonies of a little baby being raised from the dead, heart attacks being healed, some great things. Maybe we'll even play some of those during these programs. But this is my teaching. It was taped in Heidelberg, South Africa during July of 2009. I believe it'll bless you. So listen and be blessed.
Thank you, Jesus. Do we have that young couple here that their son was born dead and they stood and believed? Are they? Stephen is pointing. Are they here? Could I get you to come up here and just share that testimony? This would really build your faith. Where are they? Right here they are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's give them a welcome as they come up here. Is this the miracle right here?
Yes, sir.
Tell us what happened.
Well, we went to a private hospital, a public hospital in Cape Town. And what happened was that my wife was neglected for a long period of time by the doctors. I don't blame them because they overworked. But at the time, she went through 27 hours of labor. And what happened in the last few, I think, minutes of that labor, there was a lack of oxygen that was supplied to his brain. He basically should have come out already. But they told her not to push. So when he came out, he was blue, and there was no life in him. He wasn't breathing. There was nothing happening. And, just at that time and a few months before that, we've been listening to Andrew Womack's tapes, me especially. I've been, even at work, while I'm supposed to be doing my work. I was working, but I had the earphones in, and I was listening while I was working. Thankfully, my work allows me to do that. It was like... You know, those things I've been taught 3 years ago by one of your partners in the UK. They gave me one of your cassettes. It was, You've Already Got It. And that already changed my life then. But when I came back to South Africa, something changed. I sort of got bogged down with a lot of the things of the world. And then I started listening to your tapes again. And it just revived me. I started saturating myself with it. My wife caught on to what I was saying because it's truth. So if you don't catch on, you're kind of stupid. But she's not. She caught on very quickly, faster than I did. At the time, we were just saturating ourselves. And, you know, specifically what really spoke to me was his teaching on unbelief. And how, you know, we go through lives and we're so busy with so many things. And we feed our minds with things on the TV. And for a while, I just shut everything out. You know, I said, it's the word of God. It's me and God and relationship with God. And that's it. Everything else can go to hell. And that was it. We saturated ourselves with the word of God. And at the time when Benjamin was born, he came out dead. And, you know, we knew that's not what God promised. Amen. And that was not of God.
Amen.
And we had a picture already of what Benjamin was to be. We know he's going to be running around in the rugby fields. And no soccer, no cricket. He's going to be running around in the rugby fields and he's going to be, you know, he's going to be a good sportsman. And Kelly just kept on, that's my wife's name, Kelly. She kept on speaking the promises of God. She said, you will live and you will not die. You're going to be a great man of God. And, you know, I did the same. But I must say, I was subject to what was going on. The nurses were panicking. There was no doctor around. They were doing CPR, doing their best. They cut my wife terribly to get Benjamin out because they started panicking. Baby came out and lack of oxygen to the brain, they call it HIE, right? And they give you a scale from 1 to 15. When there was no oxygen in him first, there was no life. And I called my pastor up because I was starting to panic. And I said, no, this is not going to happen. I closed my eyes. We prayed over the phone. I said amen. And immediately when we said amen, Benjamin took his first breath. But that's not the end. I had to do something else as well. I walked over to Benjamin, just myself, and I started praying and speaking the promises of God, just like you taught me, sir. And, you know, the nurses were in shock. They didn't even know what was going on because I was praying loud. I wasn't going to be, you know, timid and say, you know, Lord, please raise my son. I was getting angry at that time, and I said, you're not taking my son. And I started praying, and the nurses were panicking. When they tried to move him to an incubator, they knocked his head hard against the incubator, and there was a little dent in his head, and I thought, well, that's not going to help, but still the promises of God is going to stand. And then he was in ICU, and the doctors gave us nothing but negative reports. They said, you know, the boy, I can't tell you for sure, but it looks like he's going to be retarded. His movements are erratic, and, you know, everything they said, it just wasn't good news. But there was such a peace about me because of what you taught, sir. I just knew that Benjamin is going to be 100%. Amen. That's his name, Benjamin. And I don't know, you want to tell them about what happened with you as well when she got up from the bed?
Hi, everybody. I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus. It's very emotional. After I gave birth, I remember telling Junaid, because usually I expected the nurses to say it's a boy or it's a girl, and they took the baby away from me, and I got a bit worried, but at the same time I was relieved that it was all over, and I couldn't see anything that was happening, but Janae let me know that the baby's dead, and I didn't know what to do, and I turned to look at him and I said, maybe it's because I didn't want Benjamin. And he told me no, he cut it off because he didn't want to allow any unbelief. After they prayed, like he said, he took his first breath, and I just kept on praising the Lord. And when they took him away from me, I'd lost a lot of blood, and I tried to stand up because they had to move me to another room, and I collapsed, and basically the nurse had to wake me up again and told me what happened, that I fainted. And
he also wants to talk.
And when they took me to the room, and I was in the bed, and I was just praising God, you know, for what he's done. And I knew within my heart that Benjamin was going to be fine, and we were going to be fine, and he's going to grow up to be a man of God. And I just thank Andrew for what he's taught us. I think if it wasn't for you, yes, we give glory to God, because all glory belongs to God. But thanks to man as well. Thanks to you, Andrew. If it wasn't for you, I think Benjamin would have been dead, because we would have believed the report of the doctors instead of the report of the Lord. And so many things happened in the ward that I was in. So many babies died, unfortunately, but I just praise God. And there was this one woman, she was a lot younger than me. She had given birth to twins, and they called her up and they told her that the first baby died. And then they phoned her again and let her know that the second baby had died. And in that same ward that I was in, 5 babies had died that day. And I was very shocked, but I just thanked God at the same time. And I don't know, I just felt compassion. And I went over to that young woman, and I laid hands on her. And I just started praying and thanking God, and just asking God to strengthen her and help her at the same time, and thanking him for blessing me with a son. And just that knowing that everything is going to be okay. And I just want to encourage you, no matter what you're going through, no matter how big or how small, God is faithful, and he will bring you through. He's true to his word. And as young as I look, as young as I am, I don't care. Nothing is going to get me down, because I have God living inside of me. And I never, ever, ever thought that I could be holy, because God is holy. I thought I had to do this, that, and the other. I had to pray, fast, go to church every week to be holy. But because of what Andreas taught through God's revelation, I now understand and I believe that God lives inside of me, and great is He that lives inside of me than he that is in the world. Amen.
She's preaching now, but what I actually wanted her to tell you is that there was a lady that was much better off than what she was. She was quite, you know, she was not so bad, but they didn't want to dismiss her. Kelly, they dismissed long before the time. She made a remarkable recovery within 2 days. Benjamin, we sent him over to another hospital, and there's where the doctor told us, look, he's at a 10, it's dangerous. He was full of pipes and all sorts of things. We sent the pictures to your office. And okay, let me cut it short. That scale just kept everything they said to us. We didn't allow it, you know, to settle on Benjamin. Even though it was true, faith had a greater reality. Amen. They said it's a 15. We said, no, it's a 0. It's a 10. We made it 0. And the doctor said, no, he's gone down now. He's gone down. Until he said, you know, the day before he was dismissed, he said he's a 1. And he looks like he's things are going to get back to normal now. His IQ is not going to be all that. I said, not true. It's a lie. And then we said it's 0. And then the doctor himself, the next day, said, this boy is absolutely normal. He can go. And we've got two highly acclaimed gynecologists in our church, and they certified that this is a miracle. Amen. So thank you, Andrew.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Isn't that a miracle? Praise the Lord. And you know what? God, the Bible says God is no respecter of persons. If He will do that for them, He'll do it for you.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM238 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to come out and participate in one of our Gospel Truth seminars. I know sometimes people who listen on the radio think, well, I've already heard what you've got to say, but it's just totally different when you get into a meeting and we develop an atmosphere of faith, and we have Bible college students and people there praying, and we see a lot of miracles happen. And I go out an hour before every service. I'm usually one of the last ones to leave. There's a lot of ministry that takes place. And I tell you, it would be a tremendous blessing to you. It's quite different than just our radio programs. So check our listings and come visit us at one of our Gospel Truth seminars.